So red circle, that's terrifying.
Here we are. Black holes really are the central mystery of our age, because that's where the quantum world and the gravitational world come together. What's inside is a singularity, and that's where all the forces become unified, because gravity finally is strong enough to compete with all the other forces. But it's hidden from us. The universe has cloaked it in the ultimate invisibility cloak, so we don't know what happens in there.
So there's a smaller one of these in our own galaxy. Can we go back to our own beautiful galaxy across? This is the Milky Way. This is home. And somewhere in the middle of that, there's another one, which you're trying to find as well, right?
Yeah, well, we already know it's there, and we've already taken data on it, and we're working on those data right now. So we expect or hope to have something in the near future. I can't say when.
It's way closer, but also a lot smaller, and so maybe the similar kind of size to what we saw.
Right. So it turns out that the black hole in M87 that we saw before is 6.5 billion solar masses, but it's so far away that it appears a certain size. The black hole in the center of our galaxy is 1,000 times less massive, but also 1,000 times closer. So it looks the same angular size on the sky.
And so finally, I guess, a nod to a remarkable group of people. Who are these guys?
So these are only some of the team. We marveled at the resonance that this image has had. If you told me that it would be above the fold in all of these newspapers, I'm not sure I would have believed you, but it was, because this is a great mystery, and it's inspiring for us, and I hope it's inspiring to everyone. But the more important thing is that this is just a small number of the team. We're 200 people strong, with 60 institutes and 20 countries and regions. If you want to build a global telescope, you need a global team. And this technique that we use of linking telescopes around the world kind of effortlessly sidesteps some of the issues that divide us. And as scientists, we naturally come together to do something like this.
Well, boy, that's inspiring for our whole team this week. So thank you so much for what you did and for coming here. Thank you.